Greetings, children of the solstice. Gather around the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
Happy Mother's Day from your witches. This one is dedicated to all the mamas of furry or not creatures, great and small. For your sacrifices and making the world a better place for animals, we salute you. Hoping your critter or critters bring you joy all year long. Cheers, moms! And now, Shelley, Lisa, and Daryl.
Guess what day it is?
Could it be Witchy Wednesday?
It is Witchy Wednesday. It is another Good Witch, Bad Witch show.
Yes.
We are here and we are your hosts, Shelley Majors, the Good Witch.
Heidily ho.
Daryl Brown, the Man Witch.
To win Man Witch is who I am.
And I am Lisa Brown, your Bad Witch. Thank you for listening to another episode. We are here on a beautiful Wednesday. It's gorgeous outside. Mm-hmm. I think some weather might be coming in, but who knows? We are doing a show. It's going to be Mother's Day this weekend, this Sunday. So we're going to do a motherly show.
Mm-hmm.
Shelley, tell us about it.
I will. Before we get to the meat of the program, which is going to be about pet mamas, because we did human mamas, I just have some questions about you guys, about human mamas.
Uh-huh.
So what is your favorite memory of your mom?
Oh, Daryl, go ahead. Well, no, because I did a whole thing about my favorite memories as a mom.
Also do that.
Yeah, okay.
Well, that kind of broke it down, because there was ones about my mother, uh-huh. and then my mother, how I feel about your mother, and then me, how I feel about you being a mother on my part of it. So bring yours in, and then I'll do mine.
I just was like, I already talked about my mom in other episodes, like a lot of
Oh, you can't
talk
about her again?
Well, you know, she's had enough time in the sun and stuff. So, not all of my favorite memories, some need to be stained in my head, but a lot of them I've already discussed. So I was... thinking about some of the things that I used to do with my kids. And I think that of everything, one of the funnest things was when I used to do one-on-one dates with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I would take them just one at a time every weekend and do something different. We'd either go do ceramics. I think I took them to, I think I took Amber once to a play at the Arvada Center. And I do remember taking Megan to one time to like Dave and Buster's or something, but another time we did go to do ceramics, and it was really funny because we stopped at Starbucks before, and this is, you know, almost 30 years ago at this point.
Uh-huh.
Now maybe not that much, 25 years ago. And Starbucks had just wasn't around for a whole long time before that in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a very big, it's still a luxury. I'm not going to say that it isn't, but it was a really big luxury.
You
then.
Thought you were being a big cat, big,
like a, yeah, it was like a big deal.
Big
yeah.
cat.
And then I was going to get her something in this net. And then I was going to get myself something because I didn't drink Starbucks very often. And so I ordered myself a Venti white chocolate mocha, and that's the biggest size you can get. And I ordered her a kid's size hot chocolate. And we got in the car, and she said, "Can I taste yours?" And I said, "Sure." And she tasted it, and she said, "I like yours better. Let's switch."
Nope.
Yeah, I did, because I was like, it's your day.
No.
So I gave her the white chocolate mocha, and I sipped on the little tiny, teeny, tiny hot chocolate.
Yeah, they're about this big,
they're
are they?
Really little.
Oh, that's
and
so sweet.
And I was just like, you know what? This is her day, and if that's what she wants, and then she can get a copy.
Look
at
no, you.
I don't know.
Was she wired out of her gourd?
I don't think so. That's I don't remember cute. Her being.
No, she was
so.
Constantly wired out of her
yeah,
gourd.
Yeah,
anyway.
But it calmed her down.
I think it did. I think that it calmed her down.
Oh, that's super sweet. Yeah.
So that's one of my biggest memories. On top of that, I guess obviously you always love your kids all the same, and that's true. Sometimes I like other ones more than I like the other ones.
Sure.
But then it always ends up evening out. But I guess my biggest memories of just crazy stuff that happened always did involve Megan. Mm-hmm. Probably still do. And another time we had on Mother's Day or Father's Day? It doesn't matter. Let's pretend for this episode it was Mother's Day. And we had went to Dairy Queen, and on the way to Dairy Queen, all the kids, they knew they were going to Dairy Queen, and all the kids were yelling at the same time, I'm going to get a Blizzard, I'm going to get a dip cone, but oh, I'm going to get a this, I'm going to get that, and I was, you know, when you have five of them screaming at the same time, I finally just said, I go, you guys can get whatever you want. Just stop talking. I can't anymore.
I just choked.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. so they were, you know, they're all quiet and stuff. And we're almost there. And Megan said, I'm going to get a cake. And I was like, you're what? And she goes, I'm going to get a cake. Mm-hmm. Like, get whatever I want. I'm going to get a cake.
I want a whole cake.
So Daryl looked
a little opportunist.
Daryl looked at me. He goes, "You better buy her."
I go, "You know you're gonna have to get her cake." Well, then we get in there, and so Lisa goes up, and the kids were still kind of lagging behind. And she goes, she gets to the counter real fast. She goes, "You're out of cakes. Just say you're out of cakes, okay? Play along." And the guy looks, and he kind of seen this trail of little ducklings coming by, and he goes, probably got the idea. There's got to be one smart ass kid there instead, and the little blonde going.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I said, cake. Oh, honey, they're out of cakes and stuff. And she's like, I'm going to get a Blizzard.
No, remember, she goes, give me the Pac-Man cone or whatever that thing was. Remember, it looked like Pac-Man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I just remember I was like, oh,
so funny.
That little rascal. Mm-hmm.
Oh, those kids.
Those are two of my favorite memories. I mean, we could go on and on forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cute. And they're so, you know, they all rotate as different as your favorites, just with my nieces and nephews.
Uh-huh.
But I think that my favorite age range, self-consciously or self-importantly, is between maybe 3 and 8.
Yeah, I liked between 5 and 7.
So yeah, they're most fun then, but also they have time for you.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
And they want to play with you.
Well, you're the most important thing. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Well, they think you're cool.
Yes.
And they think they listen to what you have to say. I mean, like,
right.
Like just like, oh, well, she must know, you know, instead of I know better
they
than
they actually
her
believe in you.
Yeah.
They're not trying to bilk you for cake money.
No.
Yeah, well, exactly. Well, yeah. Yeah. I remember it was early when we were dating. And I fell asleep on the couch, and I woke up to two people talking, and I'm like, well, who's talking? And at this house that me and Tom Crowbury used to live at, I look over, and here's Lisa, and her and Brett are sitting up on this bar,
uh-huh.
kind of doing like, it looked like a 16 candles kind of thing. They were both sitting up on this bar and, you know, talking about what Brett wanted to do, you know, and stuff. And he goes, I want to be a football player. And at that time, he'd never played football. He never got to play football because his mother wouldn't let him. But he did play hockey. But I just remember I just sat there and listened. And I looked at – and, you know, it's in my notes. But that's one of the times I'm like, this is the girl. Yeah. I know this is the one. I didn't let any other girls really come around my kids till I started dating Lisa. But I was like, this is the one right here.
It's fun to watch her be nurturing, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
It is. It's funny. The thing that's funny is that – I do, like, I am more nurturing with my grandkids, you know, like, more huggy and stuff like that. But I still, like, will, like, still be me.
Yeah.
But they know that I'm, like I'm joking, like at Christmas when we do the ball or whatever mm-hmm. and stuff. I'm like, if you guys don't sit down right now, I'm going to kick all of your asses, you know, or whatever. And they just laugh at me. They're just like, you know, they just, and they get
even the little 2-year-old goes, right.
Yeah, no.
Well, and you never talk down to them. I can't imagine you having a, oh, beep, 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 beep.
Oh, no. That's one thing we never did. We never talked baby talk with any of the kids or grandkids. We talked like you're an adult, not an adult, but you're a human.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And not condescending.
I'll be like, don't make me beat you. And they're just like, haha, yeah, whatever, you know, and stuff. And yeah, so it's just
your actions speak louder than your abuse.
Yes,
it is. Your abusive language.
Yes, exactly.
Perfect.
Exactly.
What do you feel like is Lisa's best mothering and grandmothering quality?
Well, like I said, with the mother, she picked it up pretty quick. I also wanted to add, I got it written in my notes here. The one thing that I knew that she was going to be the right girl for me was I let her, I asked her, I said, hey, can you do me a favor? I need to go help Tom set up some karaoke shows, this and that. I said, it's my weekend to have the kids and they're over. I said, could you come over to our house and watch the kids for a couple hours and stuff? And she's like, yeah, I can do that. I definitely can do that. So she came over and they loved Lisa as it was, you know, this and that. So we left, we came back, the house was in shambles. I mean, there was stuff everywhere. And the Lisa goes, oh, good, you're home. I got to go. So she just got up and no goodbye. Just took off. And I'm like,
this is your mess.
I'm looking around. I'm like, wow. And I look over and I go, how did the fireplace get turned off? And then I go into the bathroom. I'm like, why is the sink full of shaving cream? You know, the house was just ripped. And I'm like, huh. And so I think I called her, and I think her sister said, oh, no, she's laying down or something.
Did they walk all over you, or you had fun playing with them?
I think what it was they knew they had her card. Like, you go distract her over here, we're going to fuck shit up over here.
Yeah, they're going a bunch of different directions, and you can't watch them all.
No, tell me about it. So they substitute teacher.
Mm-hmm. Lisa goes, it was like when you get trapped with a bunch of puppies, and you're looking around, you want to pet this one. And, you know, she goes, we talked about it later, and she goes, I don't know. I don't know what happened. She goes, it just kind of all of a sudden overwhelmed me. They were just everywhere, you know?
That's a lot of kids.
Yeah.
But I also think that you are really good at fairness. You're always thinking about how all the kids are going to feel based on the gifts or the time that you give them.
That's actually funny because one time I remember same house, Daryl had invited me over to watch movies when he had the kids. And so I was sitting there and all three of the little girls, Megan, Amber, and Christina, wanted to sit on my lap at the same time.
That's too much.
And, well, I did it for a whole movie. I had one on this leg, on this leg, and one in the middle.
Oh,
and
goodness.
Sat like this with my arms around the two on the side and the one in the middle for 2 hours.
Oh, you snuggle.
And so I just I wanted him to like me and I wanted them to like me.
What was funny, I told her later when they fall asleep and stuff and they went to bed. Me and Lisa were talking and she's like, oh, and I go, what's wrong? She goes, I'm so sore because of the way I sat with the kids. And then I go, you could have just tossed him off, you know. Then she goes, no, I didn't want it to end.
That is the sweetest thing I've ever heard.
And I was like, oh, okay, well,
the bad witch is a soft.
What are you doing next weekend? Except babysitting. No, just kidding. But no, yeah, just I always loved her interaction. Her and Brett always had a great relationship. Well, she had a great different relationship with each one of the kids, was for sure, but her and Brett were really close because they used to go. She'd have to take him to the orthodontist to get his braces worked on. He was one of the only ones. But I mean, as a kid, as they were adults, they all came back in and out. But and she would be like, you know, he liked the same things. He liked listening to the Food Network show in the morning, this and that. But it was just funny. I'm like, so that's a good time for you.
Yeah,
you know, sure.
Very impressive. That's really really cute. Thanks for being a good mom and a good Lala. Did you have anything else?
Oh, I was gonna, you know, we kind of talked about what I've just, you know, as of late, you know, been kind of thinking about my mom. You know, I don't know why sometimes you think about your parents, but I watched a show and this mother was talking about how much she enjoyed getting her kids into sports.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, that, and now she's like, if it wasn't for sports, who knows where my kids would have went. But I just remember when we lived down in North Denver, I always wanted to play football, but they didn't have any leagues that were close to where we lived. So when my mom bought the house in Westminster, a block away down at a baseball field, there was a football team practicing.
Mm-hmm.
She went down there, talked to the coach, and they're like, well, yeah, we, you know, it's 8 to 12 is the age groups, this and that. And she goes, well, I know you've already started. He goes, oh, no, we're still accepting kids. She came home, and she goes, come on, we got to go take you over to this place. You got to get a physical. I go, what am I getting a physical for? And I didn't even know what a physical was. You know, mm-hmm. I go, why am I getting a physical? She goes, because I just signed you up for football. And so, I mean, and then she was the one that's like, you know, she came home from work again, and I'm, you know, here I'm at the house. She goes, so – you're going to be on this baseball team and you start tomorrow and it's down the street. So I got on the baseball team, but yeah, she was really supportive. I mean, with all the sports stuff. And I think that's why, you know, she got me into so many different levels of sports. And then when the Colorado Avalanche came, me and her were hockey fans before, but when they came, I mean, that just brought us even more together. And I love the fact, I know she's in heaven right now going, you know, come on, beat Dallas tonight. But, you know, just stuff like that. You never really realize how much your parents truly love you. And when she did simple stuff like that, and she knew that I wanted to play football and just, here, let's go. I got you signed up for football and stuff like that. I will always keep that in my heart a lot. And I was going to talk about Patty. me and Patty have always been like best buds. We've always gotten along.
That's my mom.
That's Lisa's mom, Patty. And just she from day one treated me like a son.
Yep.
And you know, but one of the things I miss about our relationship and just we used to go garage sailing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just out of the blue, she'd be like, "So, let's go garage sailing." So we would go garage sailing. We would do some of the stupidest shit, you know.
You guys would go to the flea market too.
We'd go to the flea market. But one of my most valued memories of her, and I don't think I've ever brought this up, but when me and Lisa got our very first little house, we never lived in an apartment. We rented this tiny little house in Old Town Arvada that was in the middle of a parking lot. It needed a once over. And so Patty was so excited. She comes over. She goes, "What color do you guys think you're going to paint it?" And I go, "Well, I think I'm going to paint the kitchen white." She goes, "Okay, great. Let me know when you get the paint." So we got the paint. So she was over, and we were having a paint party. Her mom and me and Lisa. Well, Lisa was like, "You guys look like you're having fun." She hates paint.
I hate too.
Yeah.
But me and my mother-in-law painted the whole kitchen, everything. We were having a ball. I think we've got pictures of us both.
We do, yeah.
That's precious.
Painting. Well, then she goes, I want to paint the trim this green. And she goes, "Oh, that would really be cool. You got to paint," because we had gray carpet in the place. We put brand new carpet, everything. So we're painting the trim this green color, and we kind of were trying to hurry up. So I had a heat gun to dry it real quick.
Uh-huh.
Well, she didn't know. She seen me using it. So I went and did something. So I come back, and she's like this, and she'd set it down right on the carpet.
Oh, no.
And singed a big old, oh, God, it broke her heart. And I'm like, you know, I said, "There's nothing you could do."
No,
I said,
"We were like, we're gonna put the bed right over."
I go, "Mom, you'll never see that." Yeah. I go, "That's," and she was like almost tearing up.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
I'm
but
so sorry.
Like, but we did. We had so much fun when we got that little house and stuff. And then when we moved to our second house, she didn't have a computer, so we had gotten a computer. She would come spend weekends with us, so she could play her games on the computer, this and that. I mean, we just had, and that's when we used to go to the flea market quite a bit. We even went and sold at the flea market, and me and her are like, "Well, even if we don't sell anything, I got all this. What'd you get?"
Oh, yeah, you just got other things.
Other people's junk, yeah.
And I'd stay home so I could use the computer since I never got to use the computer.
There. I forgot about that.
Just kidding.
Those mother-in-law relationships are so important.
Oh, yeah.
That's so good.
Like I said, from day one, the very first day I met her and I said something and she just tackled me and she goes, "We don't cuss in this house." I'm like, "Okay, I'm with you."
Patty said that?
Yeah.
She doesn't really cuss, does she?
Not really.
Yeah, good for her.
She said something the other day that I won't say, but it was really funny. And
it's funny when people that don't cuss.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
So Brian had a really good relationship with my mom, and when she passed, I was going through her cell phone looking for voicemails, like people that she owed money or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Or people that, you know, need to know that she died that didn't know or whatever.
Uh-huh. That's kind of an odd one. "So, hey, when are you going to get that money to me?"
You know, I mean,
I'll cut off money, your money. Exactly.
So maybe that's how she died. But in any case, it was so cute because we always, the three of us, had a text thread about like Wordle in the morning or food pictures or, you know, whatever, or funny jokes. And I didn't know they had their own thread.
Oh.
And it was so precious. And I'm like, I'm going to respect their privacy. I'm not going to look into it. But it just made my heart sing that they have that. So I'm glad that you and Patty have that as
well. We're threading.
Yes. Well, and originally when we were brainstorming this show, you know, we've had however many Mother's Day shows. And so, you know, we kind of covered all the bases already. And then we were going to do Bad Moms. And I was thinking, well, that'll be funny, you know, abuse and mental trauma.
No.
And when I started doing research, I was looking in my emails instead of on the Google for whatever reason. And a letter came up from a bad mom. And it was traumatizing.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, this isn't
what mothers, I don't want to give them any 5 minutes of fame,
a
isn't
that to you?
It was a letter to a bad mom from somebody that I was very close to.
Oh.
And it just opened up some things.
Oh.
And so anyway, I'm glad that we decided to go with pet moms.
Oh. Yeah.
And so we're going to celebrate all the good pet moms too. But holy cow, that's awesome with how beautiful your mom and your wife, and everybody has different mothering styles, but leading with love.
I got one more about my mother-in-law that just cracked me up because when we were in between houses from our little house before we got our other house, we moved in with Mike and Patty again.
Yeah.
And so I was downstairs and I had my music kind of kind of blaring loud.
That's not like you.
Patty comes home from the video store, and she opens up the door, and she's, I'm down in the basement. She goes, hey, you turn that shit down. And so I freaked. I'm like, oh, crap. So I go over, then I turn it down. So she gave it a minute, and then she comes downstairs, and she's laughing. Uh-huh. And she goes, I'm just messing with you, bud. She goes, I like that song. Go ahead.
Good. I've seen that lady bang her head. Yeah, she likes some good loud music.
I think I was playing some Van Halen or something. Y'all get, but she's like, hey, you turn that shit down. Get scared. I'm like, oh, crap. Choo-choo-choo. You know,
I so, love that.
How fun.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
She's an angel.
She's a goof, her. Man. She is a goof.
You got any more, Lise?
Nope.
There's two good moms. We're going to come back and talk about pet moms.
Woohoo! Ruff, ruff.
She's your mother. You love her. There won't be another place like her again you call home. She stands here to help you. There's nothing she won't do. As long as she's alive, you're not alone. You got each other. Your mother.
Hey guys, before we get to the meat of the program, I want to give you a little insight. We've heard about Patreon forever, and we want to offer something up to our Patreon members. The people who are at the $20 level, and you know who you are, we are going to be having a game night. That you are going to come to our house in the studio, play a game with the witches and the tech witch and all of this stuff, a really, really cool, interactive kind of game like we did with the music of the
movies and stuff.
Movies, yeah. And TVs and all that stuff. So if you're not a Patreon member, come in at the $20 level so that you can come to our game night. And if you are a Patreon and you're not at $20, go up to that. If you're a $20 Patreon level, you will be exclusively invited to the festivities. So yay for you. If you don't want to commit to that, but you'd also like to support us, just come in at a $5 level. And that would be awesome. So that's just a little something for you guys to think about. That will be sometime this summer. So keep an ear out for that.
Yeah, we sure appreciate you guys. It'll be fun to play with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So we're talking about pet moms, like I brought up earlier. And we know some of the most amazing pet moms. And it's not just, oh, everybody has a dog and we talk about that. There are so many of our friends and people that we know that listen to the show that are so above and beyond and wonderful. And I love a good heartwarming chicken soup for the dog story. So anyway, the first one I want to talk about was your favorite rescue story. And the caveat is it can't be either of ours, of the dogs that we rescued. But I wanted to tell you about the story of Caesar. So you guys have met Uncle Mark and Aunt Nancy, right,
Brian? Yeah.
And so they were living in a little place in Keensburg, running a care home. And they had a neighbor that did one of those bullshit moves where they moved away and they left their dog.
Son of a.
So after a couple days after they moved, they hear the dog barking and he's just abandoned. And he had no water and he was filthy. He's a white dog and he looked not like a white dog. And, you know, his little bones were showing and stuff, his ribs. So anyway, they took him in, they cleaned him up, they got him his shots, they renamed him Caesar. And that dog is living his best doggy life in Evergreen, Colorado right now, running around free as a bird. He survived an elk attack. He got trampled on by an elk.
Shit.
It rang his bell. He had Tweety Birds going on. He couldn't walk for a week, but he just like shook it off. And he's like, what are you going to do? But anyway, I just thought that was so precious and endearing. And we got to remember that for every dog person that does the wrong thing, there are three people willing to make it right.
Yeah.
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 I think that any rescue story is a good one, but the one that I've been following lately, I don't know if anybody else has followed this, but it's about the glue puppy. Have you guys heard of that?
No, tell me about it.
So, there was this puppy that was found. Somebody had a litter of puppies like in their barn or whatever, and it was, you know, it's a normal, it wasn't like they were good people. Yeah. It was, you know, they were in the barn or whatever, but that's how they, or
right,
whatever.
They could be farm dogs or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know exactly what happened, but apparently another person or somebody put this other puppy in with those puppies, but they had covered it in super glue, the puppy. They think that possibly that it was a kid or something that did it, but its skin was stuck to, its eyes were stuck shut. And a rescue took over. This lady's been nursing. Her name is Noodle. And she's been nursing her back to health. Her eyes are, she's blind. Her eyes are shot. But little by little, every single day, she's been working the glue off of her. Mm-hmm. Like just in her hands, just kind of going back and forth over her whole body. And taking, like clumps are coming off at one time. But this beautiful, cute little puppy is learning to survive without being able to see. She can open her eyes now, and she can, even though they think that she'll be blind forever, at least they're not glued shut anymore. And it's a very sad story, but hopefully it'll have a happy ending. And she seems to be with a great, it's called Emotional Dog Rescue, I think, and it's been big on the internet. So kind of interesting.
So interesting. And remember when you were a little kid and you'd put Elmer's glue on your palms and stuff and peel it off?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be cool if it was that satisfying for everybody? Hopefully it feels good to the dog to, or if they could just grow out of it, like one of those paper mache balloons.
I think she is like a little, because she's gotten probably twice as big as she was when they found her. And a lot of it's coming off her fur, but it's like still kind of stuck on her nose. Oh, I mean, it's super glue, so it's a little bit different and stuff, but just so sad.
People are crazy.
Yeah.
That is a great success story. I would like to point out that at the beginning of our last episode, I reminded everybody in an insufferable tone to silence their phones, and I forgot to do that, so I'm sorry for the interruption.
Whatever.
Okay.
I thought it was the puppy.
No.
I'm back.
Did you have one?
You know, this, I don't know if it's really a rescue, but in my eyes, I thought it was a rescue when Christina, our daughter, took... what's his name?
Cody.
Yeah. You know, and this dog was a kooky dog. Shelly actually babysat Cody one time.
He's a great boy.
But I mean, because I think her mother was like, we can't take the dog anymore. And I think she was going to take it to a shelter. And Christina goes, I'll take it. Mm-hmm. So she took Cody on, which that dog had the best life. But unfortunately, one of her roommates left the door open, and Cody was, he was a runner. Mm-hmm. But he loved, it wasn't like he took off that he was not coming back. He just wanted to be, I think the door's open. I'm going to go for a jog, you know, type thing. But he ended up getting hit by a car and he lost a leg. So right there, that's where I think the rescue thing comes in, because they told her, you know, he's going to lose this leg and it's going to be, you know, a lot of people, even, you know, she's a younger person, probably, I mean, that's a lot to take care of a dog with three legs. Mm-hmm. Not her. She didn't blink twice. She goes, okay, whatever it needs to be to save this dog, we need to save this dog. I tell you what, I think that dog got more spirit after it lost that leg.
It's like so much energy.
I can run even faster now that I only have three legs. But, oh, my God, I love that guy to death. He just passed away about, 6 months ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's but a great rescue
He lived the best life. But, you know, he kind of got a double rescue, you know? Because I remember she goes, they tried to sew it back on, and they're like, it's just getting infected. It's not going to work. She goes, Dad, if he gets this infection, he's going to die. So I'm going to have him take the leg, and then he'll be fine. And so, but, oh, yeah. But I loved that little guy. He was a little guy. He was a big dude.
He was a big dog. Yeah, she's a good dog mama. That's a great story.
So it's kind of a double rescue.
Yeah,
totally. Who do you know that has the most pets?
Ooh.
I don't know anybody personally that has I do, like my friend Ashley has a whole bunch, but she's a breeder, so that's probably why. But I looked up who has, who has the most pets, I put Carol Baskins, ? Because I was thinking,
oh, seriously.
So I wasn't for sure because I didn't know if we were talking about people we know or
I was stuck on it because I think the most people that I know before this morning was three, and that's most of, you know,
three's a pretty good number, Marcia,
but today Casey said she had five. Casey King has five.
And he had
And he's got like six. Yeah, cats and dogs. Yeah.
He's not a mom, so it doesn't count.
Oh, that's true. Mine's a famous dog mom, and Sharon Osbourne has kept a has had a large pack, 11 dogs.
Oh my gosh. Didn't she, Queen Elizabeth, have a whole herd of corgis, too?
Yeah, I think she had like four or five. Had a bunch of little corgis, but
11.
You know, and it says that she's had everything from, Sharon Osbourne, Pomeranians, Pomskies, Shih Tzus, Yorkie Mix, Maltie Mix, you know. And I just remember when we used to watch the Osbourne show, and there was just little dog, and Ozzy'd be like, you know, looking around like, what the hell's going on? But she was a famous pack rat mom, I think.
Okay, that's
and I
really
think
cute.
It's flipped over to her daughter because her daughter now has pets, and her daughter's biggest thing is she loves ducks.
Oh,
and she's got six ducklings.
Don't
and so
you love that when you see crossbreeding, but when you see different species of animals that get along,
right? It's so cute. But she's got a swimming pool, and she's got a little guy now, and she goes, "That's your pool." It's so cute because I follow her on Instagram, and every morning she'll talk, but she goes, "That's your pool over there. This is for the duckies."
Oh,
and she's just like her mother. She's just like her mother. The way she talks, it makes me laugh. And she goes, "He doesn't understand. That's his pool. These are for my duckies."
She's a duck mom. I love that. That's funny. Okay, so who has the weirdest pet besides Kelly Osbourne? I was asking Christine Ortiz because she loves spiders and stuff. So
yeah.
And she said her husband wouldn't let her have a spider.
Oh.
Yeah. So do you know anybody within any reptiles or exotic pets besides you guys with the tortoise? Yeah.
I don't know anybody, but I did look up famous people.
Yeah.
And Paris Hilton has a kinkajou.
What's that?
K-I-N-K-A-J-O-U. Is known for her taste in exotic and highly pampered pets. Back in 2006, Parents' pet kinkajou reportedly bit her whilst the two were playing, and after a short visit in the hospital, Paris was deemed fit for duty. I don't know what it is, but it looks like a raccoonish kind of thing.
Oh, that is weird looking.
Yeah. Or a lemur or a chinchilla.
Yeah, maybe like a lemur. Also, Tippi Hedren, who I have no idea who she is. She's Melanie Griffith's mom.
Okay.
She had a pet lion.
Was she the lady in the birds?
No, that is another one.
Okay, Jamie Lee Curtis' mom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Reese Witherspoon has a pet donkey.
Oh, fun.
Audrey Hepburn had a pet fawn. And that is off with women.
Well, we used to, I don't know if she has him anymore, but does Kelly Fitz still have Mr. President?
I don't think so.
No,
because
he
wasn't at the Christmas party.
But what a hoot he used to be.
Yeah, was he a parrot or a cockatoo?
He was a gray parrot.
He was a bird. That's
yeah.
All I
know. At least he didn't care. She didn't like. But yeah, I think he was a gray parrot. Yeah, and Mr. President.
He slept with her in bed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that would have to be our kookiest friend. You know, that has a pet.
She had chickens too. That seems to be getting more popular.
They had all kinds of stuff when they lived out at that one place. Yeah, uh-huh. That was cool. But yeah, Mr. President, and she would get him out and be like, and he would always, you know, do his little talk to her and stuff. And that was a cool one. Yeah.
She loved that boy.
She sure loved that damn bird.
Okay. So what luxury would you give up to pay for a pet expense?
Anything.
Yeah, I know you would.
Yeah.
Coffee, leggings,
everything.
Legends, whatever.
It doesn't matter.
Daryl. You'd give up Daryl.
And I'd be like, okay, well.
A vet bill isn't going to pay itself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you had to sell a car, you had to sell a car.
Uh-huh. Kidney. But
do you think that a little bit of it is dependent on the age of the dog or not?
I think so. I mean, I think that's the way it would be with anything.
Yeah. You would do the kindest
thing. Yeah, I was going to say, me too. You know, I need this. You'd be like, well, you're about time to be put down.
Yeah. You need to be co-working.
Well, that's like, I mean, still serious when Amy went through her little thing where she lost her sight and everything because she was vitamin deficiency. And
our listeners, Amy is the turtle.
Amy's our turtle. Well, when we took her in and they're like, okay, well, we can run these tests. And he's like, you know, I know it's going to get a little costly, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I go, whatever. You know, yeah. I've had this turtle for, you know, over 15, 16 years now. So he's like, well, the blood test is $35. I'm like, what? you know, that's nothing. You know, yeah. I was expecting, you know,
right.
When all said and done was done, she did the blood tests and everything, and they came back with what she needed to do. We had to give her shots for what, a full 70. What was
30
it?
30 days.
30.
It seemed
yeah,
like forever. Yeah.
Yeah, 30 days worth of shot day. Every day. 30 shots every day. And that the highest it ever came to was $175.
That's amazing.
But she was free. No, just kidding. I told Lisa, and I'm like, I'm sorry, honey. And she goes, it doesn't matter. We can put it on a credit card. Because I thought, you know, vets are so expensive. And yeah. Especially something like an exotic animal like that. But yeah, for $175, and I'm like, whoa, you know, that's to me, that's nothing.
Right.
You know.
Especially for something you love.
I have the luxury of really, really trusting my vet. Mm-hmm. And she isn't one of those type of people who will up the price just to make money.
No, your vet loves your pets.
She won't play on your emotions.
No, I did have, Bella had a cracked tooth in the back her whole life. Mm-hmm. It was one of her molars. And the first time I took her in for a dental cleaning, they said, you know, one of her teeth is cracked in the back. And I was like, okay. And they said, it'll be $3,000 to extract. And I was like, well, you might as well tell me it was $3 million because I don't have $3,000. Yeah. And I was like, is she in pain? And they're like, well, no, but we can put this and that and whatever this. And I was like, if she's not in pain and it's not doing anything that's, you know, she can't harmful. Eat or whatever and stuff, let's just see what ends up happening.
Yeah. You have a wrench at home.
Yeah. When I ended up taking her to Dr. Harper, who ended up being who's my vet now.
Primary vet, yeah.
She said the same thing. She was like, Bella has a cracked tooth. And I was like, okay. And she's like, they're really expensive because with dogs in the back, they're like hooked all the way to their like skull jaw. And jaw or what, you know, like it's a,
yeah, they
it's
have
a
high
hard
jaws,
procedure.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's why it's so expensive. And again, I was like, is it affecting anything? And she's like, I'll let you know if it ever does. Uh-huh. She's like, I don't think you're fine.
Yeah.
And which is, you know, was more than the other people were trying to talk me into.
No, they were telling it right then and there. Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be $3,000. Yeah.
So Bella died with that cracked tooth.
And
we never took it out. It never bothered her. Obviously, she was chubby, so it never was. You know, had anything.
Well,
to do
with
her.
Well, you were looking for signs. If she had a toothache, she would have had a little bag of ice.
Yeah.
On it.
That's what Dr. Harper said too. She goes, "Well, we'll able to smell. You'll smell it if it becomes abscess or anything."
She also got a teeth cleaning every year.
All the time. So yeah, such good care of it. And you know, she died with that crack. I almost said crack corn. Fell a crack corn and she didn't even care.
Yeah, so she was, you know, so, I mean, you have to do what you have to do for yourself, but I would have came up with $3,000 if I knew
it was
hurting.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Or if it was deadly.
Exactly.
And the younger they are, the more heartbreaking it is. It's just like you want them to live as long as possible.
Exactly.
But my most expensive animal was definitely Sparkles, who lost both of her eyes before she was two. And, you know, it's just like, I don't want her to be in pain and glaucoma is so painful and yada, yada, yada. And people are so insensitive or dumb or both. But I remember when we found out that she had glaucoma and they're like, yeah, she's going to lose this eye. Mm-hmm. And it costs what it costs. And then she is very likely, like 90% likely to lose the next one, let's say between 10 and 18 months. And it was like 10 months and a day.
Wow.
It was gone. But you just don't think about the money. And with we had the at-home euthanasia, you know, or whatever, like, that's what they call it, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then it's really expensive, you know? But then, they throw in the add-ons and stuff. It's fucking worth it.
Yeah.
It's fucking worth it, I think, you know, and like that you got to make sure that your dog went in peace during the blizzard and stuff like that.
Well,
you would have paid anything.
Uh-huh.
You would have paid anything.
Yeah.
Sparkles lived how much longer after she lost her eyesight?
She lived to be almost 10.
Yeah, she had a great life.
She did.
And, you know, I thought you were going to say people are insensitive or whatever, saying, well,
they put them down.
Why would you pay that much money? Why would you just put her down? Mm-hmm. No, that dog, I was amazed by that dog. That dog knew your house, knew everything, you know. And that same thing with Tila, when she went blind, Dr. Harper goes, well, it's a good thing you guys have lived in your house for so long. We had just moved to this house.
Uh-huh.
She didn't know this house, but she learned this. She learned the house, learned the perimeter,
amazing.
They adjust. It's amazing. The thing that I don't get, it just drives me crazy being, you know, my wife, of course, is more of the dog pet person. I love pets. I love them to death. But I hate when people go, you know, when people get upset and I had to put my dog, I'm so upset. And they're like, it was a dog. You know, it wasn't
it's your, part of your family.
No, they become your family.
That's right.
And I don't like when people go, "Oh, they're just a dog. It's not a, they're yeah. not your family." No, they become your family.
That's why it's a show. I mean, about and pet I still instead of pet owners.
Yeah, you know, I still. I mean, I will sometimes just be cruising through the house and I kick the door stoppers and it goes. And that's what Tila, I knew when she was coming around the corner, that's how she found her way to get around our house.
She hit the door stopper and go,
and
it's remarkable.
It sounds stupid, but I'll get a tear in my, I get a little choked up because I'm like, damn, I miss that dog.
Well, she might be saying hello.
Yeah. On the other end of the spectrum though.
Yes.
So this is just kind of a funny story. There was this girl that I used to know. It doesn't really
Did you kiss her and like it?
No.
Okay.
And yeah. anyways, I think she was a client. I think she wanted an appointment or something. Anyways, she wrote me and was being a little bit rude about wanting to get in. And I'm like, I'm really sorry that I haven't written you back. My sister just passed away. And she wrote me and she goes, oh my God, I'm so sorry. My cat just died. I know how you feel.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
No, you don't. Well, not meow, not never.
Not meow.
Nope.
I just remember that going, I mean, I get it. I can't imagine.
Don't
ever,
try to empathize with me.
Yeah. I just was like, what?
Not meow.
Yeah, apples and oranges.
Meow, but...
yeah. Not meow, bitch.
Okay, no. Sorry. I had to say that because it was just like, wow.
Yeah, not okay. the same. Yeah, not the same.
But, you know, they think in that same way because there's people that, you know, that's what I was.
That's all they have.
I was trying to explain to somebody, too. I said, you know, some people don't have the luxury of ever being able to have kids, this and that.
True.
And that becomes their kid, you know.
Yeah, I get that.
But at the time, it wasn't the same magnitude, you know. I'm sorry.
You
know, if she would have said, "Oh God, I understand. I'm sorry," but didn't have to bring the meow into it.
Yeah, it was.
I know how you're feeling, right, meow? But
no, you really don't.
Yeah. No, you don't.
Know.
Oh my
God.
Oh my God.
I will give you this in a while after my sister's gone for a while, but right now, no, you don't know. Okay.
Okay, so we're obviously dog people, dog moms and dads. Would you? Okay, so money, space, schedules, everything notwithstanding. And you could bring another non-dog or cat into your home. What would it be?
Well, I think
mini pig.
Oh, man. What would you do, Shelly?
Mini pig.
No, those little bastards are cute.
Oh, my gosh.
I'd get a little black and white one, and then I call it Tila.
Yes, and they're always oinky.
Pig Tila. Oh, yeah. You know, and they don't. I think they don't get very much. But, you know, people that go out, that's where they get caught is because people think that they go buy a baby pig and it gets to be Matilda big, right, you know, right. And they're like, that's not a mini pig. No, they have them. It's like everything that's bred down to something. But, yeah, and they're smart. I mean, well, even regular pigs
are
smart.
Yeah.
Mm. Ooh, a little slice of bacon. No, but no. But
you just
lick it. Those are cute.
That's where baby back ribs
go. You know what Lisa wants? Lisa wants a guinea pig.
Ooh, they're so cute.
They are kind of cute. She goes, what do you think? And she goes,
they're dicks.
Well, they can be, I think, yeah.
I put, hypothetically, I'd like a farm.
Yeah.
And just have all the
have all kinds of shit. Well, that kind of goes with mine. We've done little shows like this before, and I said, you know, before, of course, my dream would be to have a rhino.
Yeah.
But baby rhinos are so damn cute.
So cute.
And they're so playful, and I watch videos all the time because I'm weird like that, and they kick around, and they'll kick their legs up, and they're clumsy as fuck.
Oh, my God.
But could you imagine, because I've seen... You know, I've seen them. They can become docile. You can raise them to become a normal pet. But I'm like, that'd be so cool. So I was talking to my neighbor, Bill, that lives across the street and tell him, you know, what we were going to do today. And I said, you know, I go, I'd love to have a rhino. He goes, well, you live in Reunion. I don't think they're going to allow that. And I go, well, what if I named it Reunion's Rhino?
You go. It's part of the HOA package.
But yeah, but no. But
not in the world. You could have a jungle sanctuary.
That's where when Lisa's going, I'll have a farm. I'm going to get me a baby rhino and put it on the farm.
Because
they get along with cows. They play. I mean, anything big they play with.
Sure. And you can make it like Disneyland and have different sections. Like you can have
I'm going to have
Sahara,
a guinea pig section.
There you go.
The dick section?
Guinea pig.
Oh, guinea pig.
Well,
dicks.
She says so they're dicks.
They're
a little
dicky.
Are they?
Mine won't be.
Yeah, you're going to train them right.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. I think that I really want to come to your farm. I think that'd be great.
Yay!
I think that'd be really, really cool. I think, I don't know. Are we good?
Are we good?
Are we good?
Do you want to do any kind of shout outs to people that work at...
Yes, because that's what I wrote and I forgot it.
Yeah, it's okay. Do a shout out to rescues and pet moms. And
yes.
I couldn't... There's so many out there and I can't talk to about everyone, but my biggest shout out would be to Carol Donahue.
Yes.
And stuff. She works at about 107 different animal shelters. Yep. That's not really...
And she's one of our patron, right?
She is a patron, but that has nothing to do with it.
No, but...
No, but
she's just a great person.
Yeah.
Such a great person, such an animal lover. She has this new foster dog named Teddy. Mm. He's old. He's a little chihuahua. I have a feeling he's going to live his last days with her.
Yeah.
But because nobody is adopting him, and I think that that would be lovely. If
well, how
he
old is
did.
He?
I'm thinking 10, maybe 12.
Oh, yeah,
super cutie. But he's in love with Danny DeVito. They love each other.
Oh, that's right. That's
chihuahua.
Her. That's her other chihuahua.
And
yeah.
I don't know. I haven't told Carol this, but I think that she's stuck with that dog, and I think that would be okay.
Yeah, foster but, fails are often foster wins.
Yes.
What was Danny? Who was Danny DeVito married to?
Rhea Perlman.
Yes, he's gonna have to stick with Rhea.
His name is Teddy, but still.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a weird relationship.
Yeah. And
there's nothing wrong with that.
And also my partner in crime who does the animal. What do I do? Not rescue.
The volunteering?
Thank you. Volunteering with me, my friend Terry Guernsey. So
what do I do?
Yeah, what do I do?
Terry.
And stuff. So those are my two shout-outs.
Shannon Edwards.
Oh, yeah.
That lady has housed so many cats, much to Mark's
undermining
chagrin.
I know,
huh?
He's like, I can't talk to that bitch. I'm going to
with another cat. That bitch.
I love him, too. Yep. He will say, we'll be like, if you talk to don't even mention her name.
Yeah.
She's calling me. She says she's got a cat.
Yeah, yes. Mark Sundermeyer ends up with all of Shannon Edwards.
Oh, and she's got his number. God bless you, does. Shannon. You know what you're doing there.
Right. PetSmart is lucky to have her.
Yep.
And I know, just a shout out to all of our friend, pet moms that have animals that aren't doing so well or that just lost one. We're rooting for you and praying for you and all the good things. And we know that you'll keep your little buddy comfortable and happy as long as you can.
Mm, yeah.
Okay. Leave it on a bummer note.
Wah, bong.
We will be back with the wow. Switchy wow.
Wow.
Something brought up. Exciting, yeah, wow. Maybe.
It's time for the wow. Your witches are doing it now. We talk about music, pets, and stupid criminals. This is the wow.
What a drag it is getting old. Kids are different today. I hear every mother say, mother needs some. To calm her down. And though she's not really ill, there's a little yellow pill. She goes running for the shelter of her mother's little
well. Wow. Wasn't that an amazing song?
What? The song that we just heard?
The wow song, yes.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Like
we're here to our wow segment. Yes, we love it. We love it. And we know you guys like it. And, you know, I love the way that Shelley changed everything up. It makes it fun. It's a rotation of fun. Sometimes we get a little confused. We rotate back.
Yeah.
But we get you there.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're like that Outback Steakhouse. No rules, just right.
That's right.
Yeah. Is that their logo?
I don't know.
Okay.
Motto? Okay. So what do we got going? I've got animals this week.
Uh-huh.
Shell, what do you got?
Music.
Music and Shell.
Criminals.
Yeah.
Who wants to go first?
I kind of want to hear a dumb criminal story.
Okay, you got it. There's a lot of bad bank robbers. You guys are going to hear bank robbers almost every week because it's maybe the easiest thing to fuck up.
I guess.
But not a lot of pre-planning, I think, on these people's part. So this is a two-parter. But the guy rubs. That would be...
rubs one out in the wrong spot?
He rubs a convenience store, which is just weird. No, he robs one wearing a full face mask. The clerk gives him cash. The guy takes some other stuff, does a little shopping with the cash. He just
does he pay for it afterwards?
Well, he asked the clerk to give him cigarettes. And the clerk was like, well, I'll lose my job if I don't ask you for your ID. Are you old enough? The guy hands him his ID,
oh,
which will be on the video. and he's real dumb. But dude, you gotta have a smoke. You gotta have a smoke.
That is
especially the after most rubbing
ridiculous
out a convenience store. I know, and they're so
I've
dumb.
Never heard in my
life. Another one I heard just on the way over here.
That was
TCO.
The best.
That was pretty good. I love those. But on TCO, the True Crime Obsessed, there was this guy who was terrible, and he was 40 something, and he was dating this 20 something for 8 years or something, and they were engaged and yada yada. But he never let her over to his house, and she's like, "What's going on over there?" Because he has a wife there is one of the things.
I was like, this sounds familiar.
So she didn't like that. So she broke up with him.
Uh-huh.
And then she met this other guy. And they got engaged like after 5 months. And they were really well suited for each other. Very much in love. Cute, cute, cute. So the old geezer-y cheater guy, he is stalking both of them. The girl's name is something. The boy's name is Patrick. And so, anyway, he kills Patrick, and it's terrible and very sad. You know, this woman finally finds love, and yeah. But this is how dumb this guy is. So he did everything wrong. But so when they figured out that it was him, but they had to prove it, they got him in jail for something else. He defied a restraining order because she put a restraining order on, and he called her or something because he's stupid. And so he has 24 hours to get bonded out, and during that time, they have a right to go check out his house and everything and look for clues that he had killed Patrick. So this guy's got 10 journals. I hate Patrick. This is Patrick's address. I'm not going to use my phone because I'm smarter than you guys. Here's address.
Oh, here's my Patrick kill kit.
Let me just
exactly.
Write this down.
Here's directions to Patrick's house on whatever, whatever. And I'm going to take this to his house where I kill him. And then here is the bullet that I used because, you know, they're not going to find it. But then my favorite part of all these journals, there was something that maybe was too incriminating for that. And he's like, uh-oh, I don't want anybody to see this. I'm not going to shred it. That's crazy. I'm going to rip it out of the journal and throw it in my own trash.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's the same paper, same handwriting. Stay stupid.
Oh, my God.
Dumb criminals. Indeed.
This right here is his bedroom where I'm going to kill him in the diagram. Stick figures.
Here's my kill plan. In case you need my full name, it is.
Oh, goodness. What you got over there, Lise?
Do you guys ever wonder what the first 10 songs played on MTV were?
Yes.
It was on August 1st, 1991.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what the first one was?
Video Killed the Radio Star was the first one.
By the Buggles. 1981?
Yep. 1981.
All right.
Number two, You Better Run by Pat Benatar.
Ooh.
Wicked.
That's a great song.
Number three, and I don't remember this song, so sing it to me if you know it. She Won't Dance With Me by Rod Stewart.
Nope. Stump the Stumper.
That was a little bit of Mick Jagger. That wasn't Rod Stewart. Rod Stewart did weird shit like that. I can see the video is the thing, what I was saying.
Okay. Number four is You Better You Bet by The Who.
Yeah.
Number five was Little Susie's on the Up by Phil D. I didn't even know that was a remake.
Me either.
That's a Tesla song.
Yeah, Little Susie's on the Up. Yeah. What's funny is about these... A lot of these videos were old live videos.
Oh. Because they did have people were making videos. They didn't know how to
play. No, so they just use live. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Number six was We Don't Talk Anymore by Cliff Richards. Do you remember that song?
I love that song. You want me to sing it?
Yeah, please. Yeah.
It's so funny that we don't talk anymore.
I know it went out.
Beautiful. Yeah. Okay. Nice.
Number seven is Brass in Pocket.
Ooh,
I love the Pretenders. Number eight is Time Heals by Todd Rundgren.
Mm-hmm.
Don't remember that song.
I think you'd know it if you heard it.
Okay.
Yeah. You would.
Number nine.
Actually, a guitarist.
Take It on the Run by REO Speedwagon.
You take it on the run, baby. That's the way you run it, baby.
I couldn't hit that next
level. I don't want you anymore.
That's not how it goes. Number 10 is Rockin' in Paradise by Styx.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So those were the first 10
but seriously,
music videos.
That's a great list.
Go back and look at each one of those videos. I think the Pretenders one was a studio one, but most of them were live footage.
Yeah. I think if I remember correctly, Take It on the Run might have been a half and halfer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I remember Brass in Pockets was.
Yeah, Brass in Pockets, it was a white background. Yeah.
I think she snapped a lot.
Yeah.
There was snapping.
They were in a bar, like, brass.
Yeah, well, she was being a sassy waitress because she was getting penny tips.
Dumb.
I love her.
Okay. She sells my nail supplies.
Yeah, I was going to say.
For context,
she's
our nail tech.
Like
yeah. Our yeah, nail she, peddler, yeah.
She looks like Chrissy Hines.
No.
Oh, so good.
Okay.
All right, guys. So I'm going to end ours on famous doggy moms.
Yay!
Yes. Little Miley Cyrus has a dog named Emu.
Oh, cute.
Yes. Lady Gaga has several dogs, including Gustava, Gustava and Kojoy. Koji? Yeah.
Like we know.
Well, okay.
I wonder if those were the ones that got stolen, because I thought Gustava was one of the ones she was so attached to that might have got stolen, but she got him back.
Lady Gaga's, the dog that got stolen was the one that Karen, Asia, her name was Asia.
Okay.
Yeah.
Megan Thee Stallion has, her dog is named Four. This is funny, but she spells it like the number four,
uh-huh.
O-E, Four.
Oh.
So okay. Kind of different, yeah.
Yeah, the four is silent.
Yeah. Oh. My little gal, Ariere Grande, has a dog named Cinnamon.
Cute. Strip.
Yep.
Katy Perry has a couple of dogs, Nugget and Butters.
Oh, cute.
Mm-hmm. Selma Blair has a dog named Cappuccino.
Cute.
Yes. Martha Stewart has Creme Brulee and Luna Moona. And, of course, Ellen DeGeneres has a dog named Isabu.
That's sweet.
Isabu.
Of course.
Yeah. But, yeah, those were just a few of the dog moms. So it goes with our dog mom list. So, Very nice.
They had, this was my favorite dog name, one of them. The Gabby Gourmet, she was on the radio. Her dog's name was Wolfgang Von Pup. Wolfgang Von Pup.
That's really cute.
Yeah.
One of our guests not that long ago had a Fluffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh.
Ooh.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep. That's all I have for that.
Well, again, you guys don't forget to join Patreon. We say that all the time, but we're saying it again because we have bills to pay. Also, you can play. I was going to try to make a rhyme.
She's trying to rhyme, but she ain't got the time.
No, right, exactly. No. So there's that. If you have the time, go rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or any other place that you get your podcasts.
Yes. And a shout out to all those pet moms that leave milk out for the stray kitties and that pet and neuter and pet your pets.
Yeah.
And Bob Barker.
Yeah. Don't forget your pet spayed and neutered.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean,
control the population.
The world is a better place because of you. So happy Mother's Day, everyone. And you know those furry dog moms, but no, that made it sound like the dog moms are furry. Go get waxed.
Yeah, treat yourself. Get a waxing tub.
I got the sillies. I got the tummy chucks.
Got the tummy chucks. I told you it's coming along, folks.
I almost went the whole episode without bringing it up. All right, everybody, stay witchy, my friends, and happy Mother's Day.
Bitchy.
Meow, mom.
Not meow, bitch.
Right, meow.
Happy meow.
You guys are fun.
Oh my god. Oh no.